ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா, இன்றைக்கு ஸ்ரீமத் பகவத்கீதை உண்மை உருவில் இரண்டாவது அத்தியாயம் ஸ்லோகம் 62 மற்றும் 63 காண இருக்கிறோம். தியாயதோ விஷயான் பும்சா சங்கஸ்தேஷு உபஜாயதே சங்கத் சஞ்சயதே காமா காமாத் குரோதோ விஜாயதே. டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்பட் பை இஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் அபாய சரண அரவிந்த் பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமி ஸ்ரீலா பிரபுபாதா கி ஜெய். தியாயதா, வாயில் கண்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிங் விஷயான் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் பும்சஹ ஆஃப் அ பர்சன் சங்க அட்டாச்மெண்ட் தேஷு இன் த சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் உபஜாயத்தே டெவலப்ஸ் சங்கார் ஃப்ரம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் சஞ்சயத்தே டெவலப்ஸ் காமா டிசாயர் காமாத் ஃப்ரம் டிசாயர் குரோதா எங்கர் அபிஜாயத்தே பிகம்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். வாயில் கண்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிங் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சென்சஸ் அ பர்சன் டெவலப்ஸ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ஃபார் தேம் and from such attachment lust develops and from lust anger arises. Purport: one who is not Krishna conscious is subjected to material desires while contemplating the objects of the senses. The senses require real engagements, and if they are not engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, they will certainly seek engagement in the service of materialism. In the material world, everyone, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to say nothing of other demigods in the heavenly planets, is subjected to the influence of sense objects. And the only method to get out of this puzzle of material existence is to become Krishna consciousness. Lord Shiva was deep in meditation, but when Parvati agitated him for sense pleasure, he agreed to the proposal, and as a result, Kartikeya was born. When Haridas Thakur was a young devotee of the Lord, he was similarly allured by the incarnation of Maya Devi, but Haridas easily passed the test because of his unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna. Has resulted in the above mentioned verse of Sri Yamuna Acharya: a sincere devotee of the Lord shuns all material sense enjoyment due to his higher taste for spiritual engagement in the association of the Lord. That is the secret of success. One who is not therefore in Krishna consciousness, however powerful he may be in controlling the senses by artificial repression, is surely ultimately to fail, for the highest thought of sense pleasure will agitate him to gratify his desires. ஸ்லோகம் 63. குரோதாத் பவதி சம்மோஹ சம்மோஹத் ஸ்மிருதி விப்ரம்ம ஸ்மிருதி ப்ரம்சாத் புத்தி நாசோ புத்தி நாசாத் ப்ரணாஸ்யதி. குரோதாத் ஃப்ரம் ஏங்கர் பவதி டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ் சம்மோஹ பர்ஃபெக்ட் இல்யூஷன். Sammohat, from illusion, smriti, of memory, vi brahmaha, bewilderment. Smriti brahmsat, after bewilderment of memory, buddhi nasaha, loss of intelligence. Buddhi nasat, and from loss of intelligence, pranasyati, one falls down. From anger, complete delusion arises. And from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. Purport: Srila Rupa Goswami has given us this direction. Prapanchikataya Bhutya Hari Sambandhi Vastunaha Mumukshubihi Parityago Vairakyam Palgu Katyate. By development of Krishna consciousness, one can know that everything has its use in the service of the Lord. Those who are without knowledge of Krishna consciousness artificially try to avoid material objects. As a result, although they desire liberation from material bondage, they do not attain to the perfect stage of renunciation. Their so-called renunciation is called palgu or less intelligent. On the other hand, a person in Krishna consciousness knows how to use everything in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he does not become a victim of material consciousness. For example, for an impersonalist, the Lord or the Absolute being impersonal cannot eat. Whereas an impersonal tries to avoid good eatables, a devotee knows that Krishna is supreme enjoyer and that he eats all that is offered to him in devotion. So after offering good eatables to the Lord, the devotee takes the remnants called prasadam. Thus, everything becomes spiritualized and there is no danger of a fall down. The devotee takes prasadam in Krishna consciousness, whereas the non-devotee rejects it as material. The impersonalist therefore cannot enjoy life due to his artificial renunciation. For this reason, a slight agitation of the mind pulls him down into the pool of material existence. It is said that such a soul, even though rising up to the point of liberation, falls down again due to his not having support in the devotional service.